relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First Radio with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. However, programming note, for those of you who listen to the show regularly, you will know I am not Dr. Sebastian Gorka. I am Chris Buskirk. I'm the editor and publisher of American Greatness. You can find American Greatness at amgreatness.com. But that is not the important story here in the second hour of America First. The important story is that we are joined live and in living color by Congressman Devin Nunes. Congressman Nunes, how are you? And thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chris. Congratulations on hosting Dr. Gorka's show today.
Well, I appreciate it. It's fun. I did it for the first time last week, and I know you were on a couple days ago, but boy, the news keeps on coming. I really should be the one congratulating you. As you know, I have a particular opinion about the fact that I think we need to spend some time talking about the people who are doing it right. And not to put you on the spot, but I think you are somebody who has done it very right under very difficult circumstances. And so thank you and congratulations to you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, a lot of work remains, and that's part of what why we notified the Attorney General today officially that we're prepared to brief him on 8 criminal referrals. It's why I'm taking on Twitter for censoring conservatives and shadow banning me and defaming me. And it's also why I'm going after McClatchy. It's just all part of the cleanup after living with what is 2.5 years of this Russian hoax. A lot of cleanup left for the American people. And unfortunately, along the way, a lot of Americans' minds were absolutely poisoned by this travesty. They really believe that the president is a Russian agent. They believe that General Flynn was a Russian agent. They believe the whole entire Republican Party is a Russian agent. It's really sad. I mean, I say this, and it's not a joke, but it sounds like a joke. You know, when you've got lowest unemployment in years, lowest numbers of people applying for jobless benefits. I mean, it's amazing how great the country is today, and how sad and pathetic, and how the media has just, working in conjunction with the left, have just poisoned the millions of minds of so many Americans. It's sad, but part of why we have to do the cleanup.
You know, there's this old saying that I love. It's by D.L. Moody. He was sort of an evangelist at the turn of the 20th century. And he said, you know, if you want people to understand the difference between a straight stick and a crooked stick, you don't explain it to them. You just lay them down side by side. And I think that's kind of what you're trying to do here. You're just trying to lay the straight stick down next to the crooked stick, and people will see the difference. Is that a fair characterization? I mean, in other words, let the sunlight in and let's find out exactly what these people have been doing and how it works.
It is, Chris, but it's under difficult circumstances because of the degradation of journalism in the media today. So, you know, between the left has essentially taken over nearly every aspect of one's life. They've taken over the school systems, especially the universities. They've taken over the Hollywood and movies that we watch. They've taken over nearly all of the media now is owned by either the tech oligarchs who are lefties, or it's owned by some lefty billionaire. You know, 90% plus of the media is extreme left. They're just an arm. They're an operations arm of the Socialist Democratic Party. So it's your analogy is correct that you can lay this out for the American people, but you have to be able to get the American people to see it. And that's the struggle.
That's right. I mean, as you say, I'm looking at the story that I'm going to cover later on. But it says representatives from both Twitter and Facebook denied engaging in shadow banning in response to a question from Senator Ted Cruz today, which was actually yesterday. But the point is they come on and they just deny it and say, "Well, who us? No, but we know we see people not only banned outright, which I think is bad enough, but shadow banned." And I mean, I have seen so many examples of this of myself and of people I know who, in particular, when they are talking about if they haven't been banned outright, in particular, if they're talking about things that are unfavorable to the left, all of a sudden their social media reach plummets.
Well, I don't understand why the tech oligarchs are even risking this. They get a special deal under the law. They have a carve out where essentially they claim that they're not publishing content, they're not developing content. And if they just kept it to that, it'd be relatively simple. And I know, you know, technology is always changing. I understand it's not easy, but you know, you have to understand, if you're putting keywords in that you think are offensive to you, that's getting in front of my First Amendment rights as an American citizen, and especially as a public figure and somebody who's out there trying to defend myself against defamatory statements. So I have no idea why they would even jeopardize themselves like this. But it's almost like they keep apologizing, but they don't do anything about it, and they continue to make it worse. You know, it seems like they would just, just leave it an open public square where people can go out there and say anything that they want. And, you know, let people, if you don't want to hear from that person, you can ban that person. Obviously, if you break a federal law, like, you know, any type of pornography or something along those lines, then you can, you know, be obviously, you know, that's different, and you can be reported for a crime. But, you know, if they're not going to be a true public square, you don't get to pick and choose what words may or may not make you feel good. And that's the problem here, I think, is that these companies are, just because they don't like conservative values, they're monitoring and developing the content that you and I and others are sending out.
Yeah, I mean, the advantage they take of the system, I think, is absolutely unconscionable. And I think, you know, to answer your question, why do they do it? Because they think they're invulnerable, right? They have never paid a consequence. They are defended by the Democratic Party. And Silicon Valley and big tech in general has sort of had a halo around it because they have been very successful in creating things that people like. But I think the bloom is off the rose there. I think that it is time for Republicans and for Democrats, too, the ones who, if there are any responsible ones left, need to get on this and realize, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they really are a lot more like common carriers. I mean, people don't have Verizon and expect Verizon to be listening into their calls and then cutting off their calls, censoring part of their calls. But that's exactly what's going on Facebook and on Twitter, on YouTube and elsewhere.
Yeah, I hear some conservatives sometimes say, well, Republicans or conservatives should go out and develop their own search engine or their own Twitter, their own Facebook. And I say, you know, I laugh and I say, look, you know, good luck. I said, you know, even if you had the hundreds of millions of dollars that it would take to develop the infrastructure to do it, you likely would be sued immediately by Facebook or Twitter or Google for patent infringement. So, you know, there's no way that somebody can go out and start a new Facebook. Now, is there something that's above and beyond that may be different than Twitter or Facebook that would catch fire? I mean, look, in the future there will be. But in the meantime, We have people that are taking advantage of special laws, and they're developing content, and it's making it harder for conservatives to get our message out, and it's thus makes it hard for the American people to get information. And they're relying on information only from left-wing sources.
I've seen some interesting studies that have been done over the past couple of years that show that the way that a social media, a person's social media feed is curated, which is more and more done not by the person themselves, but by the social media companies, that can really materially change people's perception. And some social scientists who've done this think that that could move voting by 3 to 5% in an election, which is that's an amazing amount of power to hold.
Yeah, and I believe that's what's happening, right? I mean, the fact that this would go on for so long and you have so many American people believing this Russian hoax when there was never anything there is just truly unbelievable.
Congressman, can you stay with me for one more segment?
Sure, sure.
Very good. I'm Chris Buskirk, sitting in for Dr. Gorka here on America First Radio. We have Congressman Devin Nunes. We will be right back.
This is definitely not CNN.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of 4-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/GORKA. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are there some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night? Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it continue as customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to relieffactor.com.
Welcome back to America First Radio with Dr. G. Sebastian Gorka. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Dr. G is out today. He is attending to some very important business. But I am Chris Buskirk. I am the editor and publisher of American Greatness. And I am very happy to be with you all. I am even happier that on the line with me right now, I have Congressman Devin Nunes having a good conversation. Congressman, well, before you came on the show, we had, when I announced right at the top of the show that you were going to be on, immediately the phones lit up, and I had a question that a listener asked me to pose to you, and said, you know, with the end of the Mueller report, or the end of the Mueller investigation, the report having been delivered to the Attorney General, we now know what we've all, what people who are not deluded, have known all along. There was no Russian collusion on the part of Donald Trump or of the people on his campaign. Your colleague, Adam Schiff, who has come in for some interesting commentary from the president, he continues on. I mean, he seems to not know what a friend of mine used to call the first rule of holes, which is when you're in one, stop digging. I mean, he ordered extra shovels. What is he doing? That's the question I keep getting from people.
Well, I have no idea, and I hate to sound so flippant, but I don't really care, right? I mean, we've been dealing with these guys for 2.5 years. They, you know, claimed they had more than circumstantial evidence, whatever that is. Now they have evidence in plain sight. Look, it's you know, they're elected, duly elected by the people that elect them, and you know, I think the challenge is, you know, they have to, you know, go back to those voters and tell them what evidence they have. But, you know, they have yet to show us any evidence of Trump colluding with Russians. And, you know, the funny thing is that they don't like us pointing out, but the fact of the matter is they're the ones who got information from the Russians. They did it through cutouts, but there's direct links. There's real evidence. It's not circumstantial.
Could you just explain that for people?
Information from Russians.
Yeah, explain that, because as you know, I've followed this very closely. A lot of people, I mean, this is a complicated story with a lot of moving parts. Explain that a little bit,
yeah,
so people understand.
So for you non-Russia hoax experts out there, the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid a law firm that hired an opposition research firm named Fusion GPS, who went to a former retired British spy named Christopher Steele, who supposedly went out and got information from Russians. So just because you launder the money through law firms and oppo firms and former British spies, sorry, that's still a direct link that the Clinton campaign was getting information from Russians. The very thing that Trump was investigated for really what was a 3-year investigation, when they had no evidence and they in fact were doing it themselves, and it was right. And not only that, the FBI and Department of Justice was taking the information. So I always joke, like, you know, whether or not Christopher Steele had real Russian sources or not, you know, we don't really know that. But if he did, I mean, the Russians are very sophisticated. They probably would have been spreading to him disinformation. And if you read the Russian, or if you read the dossier, the Christopher Steele Clinton dossier, it actually reads like Russian disinformation. It reads like Pravda. You know, remember, you had all of this crazy stuff about Cohen being in Prague, and which was the president's attorney.
Yeah.
You had this, we joke, but we call it the P-tape truthers. You had all kinds of New York Times reporters running all over Europe looking for prostitutes supposedly peeing in front of Donald Trump. I mean, this is really crazy stuff that they were out looking for. So it was a classic Pravda Russian disinformation campaign. No idea if it was or not, but pretty pathetic that our Department of Justice and FBI couldn't figure that out after 3 years and then refused to even investigate the Clinton campaign, who was in fact colluding with Russians.
Yeah, it's the timing is really interesting too. I mean, it's the timing is almost simultaneous. Back in 2016 in the summer, James Comey basically clears Hillary Clinton, and within, I guess it's a couple weeks, opens up this investigation of Donald Trump, opens up this espionage or counterintelligence investigation of Donald Trump.
Let me just correct you. In the true Russia hoax fanatics out there will know this, and I've been very clear on DOJ and FBI telling us that they opened up a counterintelligence campaign into the Trump investigation into the Trump campaign in late July is a lie. It's a lie. They did it way before that. What I've said for sure in early 2016, most likely in late 2015. Think about that for a second. Your government
that actually makes it worse
on a opposition candidate using all of the levers of our intelligence agencies in during the middle of a political campaign.
I mean, you've been saying now for nearly 2 years this is the biggest political corruption scandal in American history. I completely agree with you. This is something that A, has to be exposed, and B, it has to be punished. I mean, using the police power of the federal government in order to not only spy on your political opponents, but basically to destroy them, their associates, and their campaigns, and their political prospects, and then to try and destroy a duly elected president, that's just unacceptable. That is the sort of banana republic type of stuff that that we cannot allow to stand.
And banana republic is right, but even more so, they're also censoring what we can say, right? Remember, yep. Yesterday, you finally had the attorney general go out and call a spy, right? I mean, spying is a pretty clear definition. And any of us who ever said Spygate or that they were spying on the Trump campaign, we were lambasted in the press by all of them. And I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, so finally, we have an adult in charge as the attorney general who's willing to stand up there and say, yeah, it's spying. That's what it is. And that's what we need, and that's the only way we're going to get a handle over all of this, is that we need to figure out the origins of this investigation, who is responsible for it, who okayed the spying in the first place, and that, you know, that's what we've really been after. And you know, I just want to be clear that we've had our suspicions for a long time that this investigation did not begin in late July 2016 as we were told, and people obstructed our congressional investigation into this. They withheld evidence from our investigation on this matter, and it's totally unacceptable. So we're hopeful that we will be able to brief the Attorney General on this, so that he can look at the evidence that we have, combine that with what the Inspector General Horowitz, who's conducting his own investigation, and hopefully justice is finally delivered to these what appear to be dirty cops and dirty campaign operatives.
Congressman, we got about just 10 seconds. I'll be in trouble if I don't ask this, but 8 people have already been referred for criminal investigation. What should people expect from that?
Look, I think the Attorney General said yesterday, and I take him at his word, I think he's going to try to get to the bottom of all of it.
We need to know these things. I mean, this is something that I think is vital for the health and the trust in the health of our elections and trust in the elections. Congressman Devin Nunes, I really appreciate all the work that you have done. You are what people hope for when they elect somebody. Thank you very much for being on the show.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
on April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, pulling it open, reaching in, discarding the junk mail, and then pulling out that item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but it's a reality. Cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name or even commit other forms of ID theft. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock's dedicated identity restoration specialists will work to fix your identity issues. And we've added more protection with Norton Security to help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join today and get 10% off your first year and then enjoy peace of mind all year long. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Larry Elder here. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail, Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal, private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. So take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, you get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
This is America First Radio with Dr. G. Sebastian Gorka. He is out today. He's on the road, but I am Chris Buskirk. I am filling in for him, having a great time. If you just are joining us, sorry to tell you, you missed out. We had Congressman Devin Nunes on the past two segments, and he was great. I'm sure that will be posted at some point here. But question for you. Have you seen or have you heard this movie Unplanned? Unplanned. It's been out a couple of weeks now. It's a true story of one woman's journey across the lifeline. Abby Johnson was passionate about a woman's right to choose. She rose in the ranks at the world's largest abortion provider until the day she saw something that changed everything. What she saw changed her heart. What she saw changed her mind. They tried to silence her, but nothing could hold her back from exposing the truth. Unplanned.
in theaters now. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. It's rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Unplanned Movie. It's in theaters March 29th. Okay, welcome back. Here we are. America First brought to you, guess what? By the ReliefFactor.com studios. That's where we're broadcasting from. So I wanted to just pick up on a couple of threads that we had going with Congressman Nunes in the last couple of segments. He was talking about what's going on in big tech, about these attempts to suppress conservative voices in the media. So they're not just attempts. I mean, they're successfully silencing conservatives on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. Google does the same thing in their search results, and it's just simply unacceptable. Now, I've got a story here. It's from yesterday. I read the headline earlier. It says, representatives from both Twitter and Facebook denied engaging in shadow banning in response to a question from Senator Ted Cruz. Really? They denied it? I mean, look, if you are a conservative, you know, and particularly somebody who's active on social media, you know that they do it. We all know that they do it. I have to imagine that the only possible way they can say that with a straight face and tell themselves at night that they're not lying is to just try and distort the meaning of the word shadow banning. For what is shadow banning? It's basically they allow you to post. They just don't show your post to anybody, or they severely, significantly diminish the number of people that your post reaches. So, for instance, if you're somebody, let's say for the sake of argument, you have 100,000 followers on Twitter, and your average tweet would reach, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a number, let's say 50,000. Maybe by being shadow banned, instead of 50,000 people seeing it, 5,000 people would see it, or 500 people would see it. I was talking with somebody yesterday. I'm not going to say a name, but it's a very, very well-known TV personality who is center-right, more libertarian, but not by any means some super hardcore Trump-supporting type of a person. And this person, I'm not going to say he or she, I don't want to sort of give that away, but this person was telling me that I'm just going to use the pronoun he. He was telling me that he produces these videos and has a pretty good reach on social media across multiple platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. He did, and he has, you know, he has an average, and all of his videos reach within about 10% up or down from the average. He produced one where he was talking about shadow banning. Guess what they did? They shadow banned him. They shadow banned him. So he went from being, I don't remember what the number was. It was a pretty big number, maybe 500,000 or something of views of his videos on average. The one about shadow banning, 35,000. But yet these representatives from Twitter and Facebook, they go up to the Senate and say, no, who, us? No, we don't do that. Of course not. Look, people involved in conservative media and social media know that it happens. There's lots of examples of it. And Congressman Nunes is one of the people who, again, is out front leading on this issue. It is important because it is a vital free speech issue. And I don't have any time for people who say, well, oh, it's not a free speech issue. This is just a private commerce. No, it's not. No, it just isn't. Because these are supposed to be neutral platforms. They market themselves as neutral platforms. And I will add to that that they have monopoly power. They have monopoly power or something darn close to it. And so we need to be thinking about them that way. People cannot be silenced. They ought not to be silenced if we want to have a healthy political discourse. As I say all the time, would you accept it if Verizon was listening in on your phone calls and they started censoring you or maybe revoking your service when they didn't like what you were talking about? There are some people who would say yes, more than you would think. We're going to jump in on this because Amazon's been up to something that crosses in a famous phrase is Tim Cook. This is what Tim Cook called it, the CEO of Apple, crosses the creepy line. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. I am Chris Buskirk. This is America First Radio. We'll be right back.
Now, there are some physical activities that you no longer partake in because they're too painful, such as playing golf or easily walking downstairs, hiking, or even sleeping peacefully through the night. Relief Factor wants to get you out of pain. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of listeners by reducing and at times even eliminating their daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, mine included. Over a month ago, I started taking Relief Factor, and within weeks, it had resolved a lower back pain issue for me, which is now gone. Pete and Seth Talbot are the father and son team behind Relief Factor and the 3-week quick starter pack that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from folks all over the country who are getting their lives back with Relief Factor. Over 70% of those who try it, continuous customers. Why not be the next Relief Factor success story? Go now to ReliefFactor.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
America will never be a socialist country.
The president's right, but a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would adopt socialist price controls from foreign countries. This international drug pricing index would cripple American medical innovation, delay access to life-saving therapies, and mean fewer cures. Reject socialist price controls at protectmypartb.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Hi, I'm Grant Eckert from National Debt Relief. For years, you've heard us on the radio sharing how you can be debt-free in 24 to 48 months, often paying only a fraction of what you owe. But how does our program work? If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, or collection accounts, you may qualify to get the relief you deserve in just 5 steps. Step 1, our certified debt specialist will complete a free debt analysis. Step 2, you'll select the plan that's right for you. Step 3, you'll begin making one affordable monthly payment towards your enrolled debts. Step 4, our team of experts will negotiate with your creditors. And step 5, you'll achieve financial relief. We've already helped over 100,000 Americans resolve more than $1 billion of debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have received over 35,000 five-star reviews. The best part is, we don't earn a penny until we've successfully resolved your debt.
Call National Debt Relief now at 800-658-0988. That's 800-658-0988. 800-658-0988.
This is America First Radio with Sebastian Gorka, but guess what? He's not here. You would recognize that deep baritone booming voice anywhere, and it is not mine. I am Chris Buskirk, editor and publisher of American Greatness, sitting in for Dr. G today. I want to tell you why I'm a member of AMAC and why you need to be too. Democratic socialists are trying to radically transform our country, our Medicare, our border, our free enterprise system, and our way of life, even how we view life itself, as progressives push to legalize infanticide. Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez has gone even further, dividing Americans by race and class. Her recent attacks on Presidents Roosevelt and Reagan, calling both men racists, is simply unacceptable, and it's un-American. Where is AARP on all of this? Where's their condemnation of the radicalization of the Democrat Party? Their silence is deafening. It's why I am urging all of you to join AMAC now, because unlike AARP, AMAC fights for your values on the issues that matter most. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. Our elected leaders need to know AARP doesn't represent us. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Portions of America First with Sebastian Gorka are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Okay, now let me, I want to go back to something. We had Devin Nunes on for a couple of segments as we're broadcasting here from the ReliefFactor.com studios. And guess what? This always, always, always happens when, if I'm interviewing Congressman Nunes, if we write something about Congressman Nunes, my email, my Twitter feed explodes with the anti-Nunes trolls. And when we had him on the show, I didn't see it. And then in the break, I looked up at my Twitter feed. We're talking about hundreds of tweets at me just condemning Nunes and asking all sorts of kind of silly questions. Are we surprised? We shouldn't be. I mean, this is, you have to understand, Congressman Nunes represents a rural district in California. And in the last election cycle, the left spent $15 million against him on media against him in this rural district. Now, what does that mean? Well, in New York City, that would be a lot of money. In rural California, that means, and this is not an exaggeration, that means they bought every bit of media that was available in the market on radio, television, and in print. I don't mean that is an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. You could not buy more media. It was not possible. They were buying everything available on every television and cable channel and every single radio station. And he won by 6 points. So good on the people of his district. However, historically, he's won by 10, 12, 13, 14. But it is there is – well, I'll just say I am unashamed to revel in my schadenfreude at the concept of that $15 million going up in smoke. Okay. So, the creepy line. What is the creepy line? We're talking with Congressman Nunes about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the big tech giants conspiring, actively conspiring to silence conservatives. Now, this is something where Nunes, again, is out front leading. He has sued Twitter. He sued McClatchy, which is a big newspaper company, because they are going out of their way to silence conservatives. And if you're on social media, then they, especially on Facebook, but not exclusively there, on Twitter as well, they will do things called shadow banning. They will try and also curate your feed for you. You thought you were curating it? In other words, you were picking what you get to see? Yeah, it's partially true, but it's also partially true that they're showing you the things they want you to see. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said about, I guess it's about 2 years ago now, he said, well, when he, in response to a question, this was in public, it's on video, said, well, what is it you're going to do with, they didn't phrase the question this way, but basically with the surveillance information that you have on your customers. He says, well, we're going to push it right up to the creepy line, but not beyond that. And that the creepy line is the title of a movie about about what big tech is doing, how it's using the data that it gains through surveillance of its customers, how it's using it against its customers and to push a particular agenda. By the way, you can find the creepy line on Amazon Prime Video. It is very good. It is very revealing. It's also very disturbing. I had this experience just about 3 days ago. I was talking with somebody on a phone call about a particular product, which this person said, oh, you got to try X. Talking about it, I talked to my wife about it about 2 hours later, and guess what? Can anybody here guess what ads started showing up in all my social media feeds within about an hour of the conversation I had with my wife? Yeah, it was for that product. Why? Because they were listening. Your telephones are our telephones, I should say. It's not just yours. It's mine, too. Are effectively surveillance devices. We are allowing ourselves to be surveilled. Well, Amazon, Alexa. There's a story out today. Here's this. There's been in The Hill published on it. This is from Zero Hedge. Thousands of Amazon employees listening to Alexa conversations. I'm just going to read a little bit. Amazon employs thousands of people to listen in on what people around the world are saying to their Alexa digital assistant, according to what is sure to be a congressional hearing inspiring report by Bloomberg, which cites seven people who have worked on the program. While their job is to, quote, help improve Alexa, which powers the company's line of Echo speakers, the team, quote, listens to voice recordings captured in Echo owners' homes and offices, which are then transcribed, annotated, and fed back into the software in order to try and improve Alexa's understanding of human speech for more successful interactions. Oh, well, that sounds fine. I mean, I don't mind having listening devices planted all over my house and having multiple companies listening in on what my wife and I are talking about, what my children are talking about. The creepy line that Tim Cook was talking about, I would say we left the creepy line in the rearview mirror quite a while ago. And how shall I put this? The bloom is off the rose when it comes to the halo that has been around big tech. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And that is, I think, one of the big questions that is going to be occupying the culture and the Congress, I hope, for quite a while to come, because it is not an easy question, but it is, in terms of policy, what should be easy is the fact that this is wrong and that we need to take some sort of action. I'm Chris Buskirk. I'm sitting in for Dr. Gorka today on America First with Sebastian Gorka. We will be right back.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
As former strategist to the president, I know the threats to America's electrical grid are very real. Your money and investments are managed electronically. No electricity means no access to your bank accounts, stocks, or IRAs. That's why you must have physical wealth on hand at all times, especially gold and silver. So I recommend you call my friends at Midas Gold Group. Midas is a second-generation, veteran-owned company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Midas offers strategies and solutions, not sales pitches. They can show you how to convert an IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. Call now and get a free copy of Midas Gold Group's eye-opening report on the 10 threats to your finances exclusively for you, my America First listeners. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000. Don't wait until another disaster strikes. Call now, 480-360-3000.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Thank you.
This is America First Radio with Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I am Chris Buskirk, editor, publisher of American Greatness. I'm sitting in for Dr. G today, and we've been talking about what big tech has been up to. None of it seems to be good. In a famous phrase, we were promised flying cars. We got 140 characters. Gee, if only. If only. We 140 characters sounds boring. The fact that they're actually surveilling us sounds sinister. So I guess I would have been happy if we'd only gotten the 140 characters and none of the surveillance. So that leads me to, at least in my mind, that is a segue to something that happened today, which is that Julian Assange was arrested inside the embassy in the Ecuadorian embassy in London at the behest of the United States. Why? It's a long story, and we just in this segment don't have time to get into it. But here's what I have been thinking about with regards to the Assange arrest. Now, who's Julian Assange? Just the quick version. He's the person behind WikiLeaks. Now, WikiLeaks, I will point out to you, and there's actually some video circulating on social media today of a kind of a mashup of Donald Trump riffing on how interesting and salutary he finds WikiLeaks data. This goes back to the 2015-16 era during the campaign. So that's kind of an interesting cultural, political data point. But what is also interesting to me is that if you look at the reaction to the Assange arrest by, let's just say, the broad center right in America, is what is the divisions it has exposed. At least this is my sort of impressionistic understanding. The legacy conservative media, the sort of people who hate Trump, the sort of people who, if they saw Donald Trump walking on top of the water across the White House pool, would report breaking. Trump can't swim. Those people seem to be very excited about the Assange arrest, whereas a lot of other people, just say normal non-political people or the more America First nationalist populist part of the right, is, I won't say they're totally against it. Some people are, but they're skeptical of it. Why? Well, the reason, I think, is because of a deep-seated suspicion, well-grounded, that the agencies behind this, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, have obviously made Assange enemy number one. And what have we learned about those agencies in the past couple of years, particularly after what we've learned about their apparent conspiracy to take down Donald Trump? That maybe they don't always have our best interests at hand. Maybe they have their own agenda, and so maybe we should view the Assange arrest with some significant skepticism. That seems healthy to me. We'll have to think through all of this, but that healthy skepticism seems like a good place to start. Okay, we're going to go to top of the hour break right here. I am Chris Buskirk, sitting in for Sebastian Gorka here on America First Radio. Got a very special guest coming up on the other side of this break, and we're going to take a deep dive into some things on the culture, family, what it means to have children, what it means to be a parent, and how we can make America great again. We'll be right back.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.